Hi, it's MJ. Okay, I've got my water bottle because you should always hydrate before you do these things. And I've got my vibrator. I've got the big boy. I like to call them Tom, Dick, and Harry. So I've got my big black vibrator, which is Tom and Jerry. And then I have my small pink vibrator. I call her Dick because she's the smallest of them all. So I don't know, I just want to call her Dick. And then we've got my latest addition, my latest toy. The big boy of them all. I call him Harry. It's my dildo. I just got it in the mail this week, and this is my first time in all my years on this earth having a dildo. If you don't know this about me, I had a very religious upbringing, so a lot of my sexual experience is relatively new-ish, like the last 10 years, and yet and still there are things that I'm discovering both about myself and about sex and about kink every single day. I move my microphone a little bit closer to me because we're about to start. Some water. I don't know if I'm gonna need my lube today. I wasn't supposed to, but I did masturbate last night and I was just so horny. I was like listening to audios all day and I was really horny. If you want to know what audios I listened to, leave it in the comments and maybe I'll tell you. Wait, should I turn the lights off? You're gonna hear my neighbors walking around upstairs. Moving the microphone once again and lowering it. Okay. So I'm supposed to tell you about my fantasy that I think about. But before I do, let me tell you what's like happening here. So I really want to test the theory of making myself like orgasm through penetration. So what I'm doing in theory is, whether I do this like right now, how I'm gonna do it with having the dildo inside me and playing with my clit with the vibrator until I orgasm, and then stroking the vibrator inside me. Or when I'm with a partner, I like to bring myself as close to orgasm as possible and then have them pound me. So, but first, I gotta get wet. My voice is gonna sound a little weird today because I just woke up like 45 minutes ago. You all seem to like me describing exactly what I was doing. Last time I did a ramble fap, and I'm going to do that again. Okay. So this time I'm on my couch and I'm laying on my back again. I'd love to try and switch it up. Oh, my glutes seems to be a little sensitive today. I wonder why. Well, she's like extra sensitive, but thank God the dildo is here because I can like squeeze it. Okay, what was I saying? Oh my God, ADHD brain. I have no idea what I was just saying. And anyways, I'm laying down and I'd love to switch up my position, but I'm gonna put my dildo inside me, so this is optimal. Although I could do it on all fours, but I have thick thighs, so it'd be kind of hard to reach my clit with Tom. So today, no pants, no underwear, and my shirt is completely off, and I am laying down. Okay. So my fantasy. I really like things like, I like free use. That's another thing I've recently discovered about myself, that I really like free use. And my next fantasy tackles that as well. And in this one, it's like the son of the manager from my last fantasy, and basically I'm really like down on my luck. I need a job, I need a place to live, and the manager recommends his son, because his son has a spare room. He says the son would let me live there if I meet certain conditions of his. Oh man, I am so sensitive today. I don't know how long I'm gonna last. But, he tells me that I should dress really pretty and I should wear the color red since it's his son's favorite, and not to wear any underwear. And he tells me all this post his orgasm. So whatever time frame I like meet the son and I go to him, go to the building. I'm now trying to stick the dildo inside me. I have my right foot up in the air. But my pussy's not ready yet. Oh, she's kind of ready. You can hear those wet sounds a little bit. I still gotta get more warmed up. Oh! Okay. So when I get to the sun, he sees me and he's happy that I wore red. And we go into the elevator. And he pushes me inside and pushes me up against the wall. And he pushes his crotch into my ass. And so, do you feel that? And I do. I feel it very much. And when we finally get to his apartment, I go inside. He locks the door. There's just something so sexy about someone locking the door behind you, because your body knows something good is going to happen, and it just sends tingles and goosebumps all over my body. But when he does that, maybe I'll use some lube, because I kind of think I'm gonna get close, but I'm not gonna get as wet as I need to be. I'm just gonna leave my vibrator sitting there on my clit while I do this. Gonna lube him up. And it's so funny that I'm calling my, let's see, Harry. I'm so tight. Once I get there, the sun is like, let's see if you know how to listen. And he shoves me up against that table. And he reaches under my skirt. And he sees that I'm wearing underwear, so I wasn't listening. I'm like clenching on the dildo now. And he gets upset with me, and he pulls my skirt all the way up and roughly pulls my underwear down. And he unbuckles his pants, and he said, "This is what happens when you don't listen to me." And he spreads my ass cheeks and lifts them up to get to my pussy. And he puts his hand inside. Ooh, his two fingers first. Was my neighbor, upstairs neighbor, apartment living. And he strokes it roughly. And now I'm just pushing the dildo inside me repeatedly while rubbing my clit. Oh my god, my clit is so sensitive today. Oh my god. I'm determined to finish the story today since I didn't do it last time. But he stops and he pulls my skirt down. And he looks me in the eye and he says, "Now do you understand me?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I do." And he shows me the apartment. I go on like this mini tour. And he shows me the room for me. And he lets me know that I can live here as long as I always walk around the apartment naked. So he can have me whenever he wants me. Oh my god. And he tells me to take all my clothes off right there. So he can test me out. makes you gotta test the merchandise before you sign on the dotted line. And I do. And he takes me on the bed. And he says, this is what I want every single day. Whenever I want it. And he puts me on my back and spreads my legs open. And he pushes his cock inside me and starts fucking the shit out of me. Like that. Yeah, just like that. Only fucks me like a whore. Oh my god. He spreads my pussy open. And he says, baby, you can be as loud as you want to be. That's it. Yes. And oh my god. And I get to live that way for free as long as my pussy is, I'm still pounding my pussy with the dildo. But I can live like that as long as my pussy is always available to him, because that's my payment for rent. Oh my gosh, I'm super creamy today. It really does pay to hydrate, because then you'll get nice and creamy. Okay, this was a long ramble fap today, but yeah, I've got some really fun things coming up. And I think the third ramble fap, I don't know if I'm going to do it yet, because I don't think it's allowed on DWA. But you can let your imagination run wild with that if you'd like. Okay, bye.